On the night of May 10, 2008, the helicopter took off from the La Crosse Municipal Airport in foggy weather on its way back to Madison. It crashed into trees on a high ridgeline. The pilot, a flight physician, and a nurse died. The National Transportation Safety Board's report says the crash was probably caused by poor pre-flight planning, insufficient altitude, and a lack of a terrain awareness and warning system. UW Hospital leased the helicopter from Air Methods Corporation of Colorado. The company's vice president, Mike Allen, says the report failed to consider a mechanical problem may have been to blame.
The damage on one of the engines seemed to have supported that there may have been some type of mechanical malfunction.
One member of the NTSB disagreed with the report, saying the rest of the board failed to consider the pilot wasn't up to date on training for the type of mid-flight helicopter. UW Hospital and clinics refused comment, but Chief Operating Officer Ronald Slewinski said in a written release that the NTSB report still leaves many questions. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.